Next is a progress note on Eunice Weiss, E-U-N-I-C, Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. Place was Covenant, Glen, and Frankenmuth. Date was October 24, 2022. Okay, complaint. I was asked to see Mrs. Weiss because of a lesion in her right ear, period. It is. She also has cerumen, period. She also seems to fall off of coronary disease. Paragraph. Mrs. White has a lesion in the right ear at the helix that is about 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter, period. It is raised with a central depression, period. She thinks she's had it for about a year, but it's not getting worse, period. She's tried different creams and ointments, period. It tends to scab up and then open up again, period. She denies any other lesions anywhere, period. She does have decreased hearing, and there was much rumen in the ears, and much rumen was moved, especially in the right ear, but a lesser extent the left ear, period. New paragraph. Her coronary disease is stable, period. She denies any chest pain or any cardiac symptoms or dyspnea, period. She also is on levothyroxine for hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Review assistance, negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, dysuria, diarrhea, or other specific complaints. Examination, is not acutely distressed, blood pressure 136 over 70, temperature 90.1, O2 saturation 97%, pulse 64, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal SMS2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen is not tender. The right ear has a raised lesion, 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter in diameter, with a central depression. Comparing an assessment and plan, one, Mrs. Weiss's ear lesion is compatible with a basal cell carcinoma or other tumor, period. I recommended that she see an ENT doctor or a dermatologist that might be able to biopsy or freeze the lesion out, period. Two, she has cerumen, which is removed, period. Three, she has coronary artery, which is currently stable with aspirin 81 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Period. She's on lidocaine to keep her blood pressure up, period. Her vitals are stable today with blood pressure 136 over 70. Or she has hypothyroidism, I'll continue to live with levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.